Coach's Insight program's continuing here on KIR 93.7 FM as we get set to start a new basketball season. And we're now joined by McLouth boys coach, that is Eric Gerentz. Coach, we appreciate your time as always. I know you've been the coach now for a few years. What's the preparation been like here in the first few weeks getting set for the start of a new year?
We're just trying to mesh with a mixture of some experienced guys and a couple freshmen trying to earn some minutes, getting the basics down, and hopefully on both ends we're mentally and physically prepared.
Our conversation with the coach brought to you by S&S Concrete, Daniels Excavating, and Justin Mann's family. There's a few names I want to kind of throw out at you. Obviously some key returning pieces, Jarek Chenal being one of them, and then Gage Fields, kind of your two-headed monster guards in the backcourt returning. Talk about those two. What have you seen and kind of the jump you're hoping to see that they make, you know, going into a new year?
Yeah, Jarek, this will be his third year starting at the varsity level, and he's only a junior, so he's had plenty of minutes. He's definitely made a jump from last year to this. I think he's done a lot of work in the off season, and he's been a good leader to start this year. And Gage, he got a bunch of playing time last year, earned a little bit at the end of his freshman year, so he's another guy who's experienced, and he knows no less than 100% on every possession. So hopefully he can be a big part of this season.
Another kid I want to mention as well, Judd Holwick. What do you see from him and kind of the expectation at the forward position?
Another junior with a lot of experience, and he has the ability to score from close and from far, and he just needs to make good choices of when to pull that trigger. So we're looking for some good things for him on the offensive end.
I know the roster, it always changes when you lose the senior class, and it varies throughout, you know, different years. But you're going into year number four now. What's the feeling like with this roster at this point before the first game, maybe compared to the last few years and the rosters you've had in years past?
We're definitely, I would say, a group that is more experienced than any team we've had in my time here, and they all seem to hang out and get along, which definitely helps in practice for as far as energy and going hard and pushing each other. So, yeah, we're excited for this year.
What would you say is maybe a strength right now and maybe what you would call maybe a weakness as we get set to start the year? What's one thing you feel good about? What's one thing you feel like you need to get better at?
I think I feel good that most of our guys playing have had some minutes, and one that hasn't had as many minutes due to injury is Carter Cummings, but he's an athlete, and he'll be able to figure it out. And then a weakness is just that being able to read and react instead of, hey, I was told this, I have to do exactly this. So that'll come with time.
You threw out another name in Carter. I was going to ask you next here that, you know, maybe what's another name or two? We've talked about Gage and Jarek and Judd and those guys returning who have some experience, but have there been any underclassmen that have kind of stood out and have kind of maybe worked their way into the lineup here early?
Right now, it's looking like we have a freshman named Colton Harsh that has a chance eventually to get there. And, you know, being this early, we don't know about the other two. And we look forward for Colton to grow up a little bit as the season progresses.
Well, the season will start on Friday. Your first game will be against a Horton team that brings back a majority of their team that actually went to state last year. And, you know, they have a very solid group returning and mentioning again, went to state a year ago. You know, what's the prep been like for them? What's kind of the expectation for this first game on Friday?
Yeah, definitely. They're going to be a really good team like they were last year, and keeping basically everyone back is big for them. They're athletic and they get after you. So we just need to be ready for their pressure and be able to compete on that level. It'll be a good experience for us to see what a really good team looks like early.
Very good stuff from McLouth boys basketball coach. That is Eric Gerentz. It is brought to you by S&S Concrete, Daniels Excavating, and Justin Mann's family. The Bulldogs getting set for the season opener on Friday at home against the Horton Chargers. Coach, as always, thank you so much for your time. Good luck on Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, appreciate it.